Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Regularly reading the Bible is a wonderful thing to do, and I would encourage all of our listeners to engage in this activity regularly. But it does carry with it some inherent dangers. One such danger is that we become lazy when we examine a text. Let me try to illustrate this by reading a very familiar passage from the Gospel of St. Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance, and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has saved you." For many of us, this is a very familiar story, and we immediately assume we know what Jesus was trying to tell us. Remember to say thank you, especially to God. But I suspect this is a very lazy and inaccurate reading of this text. So, let's take another look at this narrative. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover feast. He knows his death awaits him, for he is the ultimate Passover lamb. When 10 lepers stand at a distance and they lift up their voices, imploring him to have mercy upon them, they stand at a distance so that Jesus will not be defiled by their illness, and they plead for something they do not deserve, mercy. Jesus instructs them to go and show themselves to the priests at the temple in Jerusalem so that they could be declared healed and clean again. This according to the Levitical laws. And once they were declared clean, they could resume their normal family and civic lives again. And on the way to the temple in Jerusalem, they were cleansed of their leprosy. Jesus did have mercy on them, and his word accomplished their cleansing. You can almost imagine the scene as they hurried to the temple and discovered that they had been healed. What joy! What rejoicing! But Luke informs us that one of the 10 was a Samaritan, a foreigner. I suspect somewhere along the road he would have realized that he would not have been welcomed at the temple in Jerusalem, and that the priest would refuse to declare that he was clean. So instead, he turns around, and with a loud voice, he returns to Jesus. He falls on his face at Jesus' feet, and he begins praising God. How often we just simply and quickly read over those few words without stopping to ponder their meaning and their implications. First, this Samaritan had no temple or priest to go to in Jerusalem, so he returns to Jesus. He, Jesus, is God's embodiment and fulfillment of all that the temple stood for and pointed toward. In fact, Jesus in John chapter 2 says, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up in 3 days." The temple he was referring to was his own body. God in the flesh, God with us, Jesus Christ, where God meets humanity to forgive our sins. This is exactly the function the temple served. And Jesus is also our high priest, fulfilling all the priestly office stood for and pointed toward. He is the mediator between God and humanity. This Samaritan is praising God, and as he does so, he falls prostrate at Jesus' feet, thanking him. Now, did you catch that? He is giving thanks to Jesus and at the same time assuming the posture and the vocabulary of worship and addressing them both to Jesus. Just in case you missed it, in verse 14, Jesus notes that no one else had returned to give praise to God. The Samaritan was giving praise and thanks to God, bowing down before him, and Jesus equates this praise as being equivalent to the praise reserved for God alone. This passage does not make a super example or hero of the Samaritan for saying thank you to Jesus. Instead, it brings home to us the fact Jesus is God. He is with us, having mercy upon us, fulfilling all that the temple and the priesthood pointed to and stood for. Jesus truly is the only one worthy of our praise, because He alone has had mercy upon us unclean sinners infected with the fatal virus of sin. He alone, by His word, can cleanse us and make us whole. His word alone can forgive and restore us back to a right relationship with God our Heavenly Father and with all humanity. Confident in the powerful word of Jesus, we, like that Samaritan leper, rise and go our way on our journey of life with Jesus' words ringing in our ears, "Your faith has saved you." Let us pray. O God, your Son shines with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that life here on earth, that we may also come to the fullness of His joy in heaven. Through that same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.